Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future.
Oh, thank you, Charles. It's so nice to be here in the future with you once again.
Today we're going to review not a piece of consumer technology so much as a workplace technology.
Oh, nice.
And the weird thing is not all of these machines have Bluetooth. So I do apologise in advance. But what I can say for certain is that all of them are pieces of shit.
I also want to salute a new and more advanced kind of Bluetooth, which doesn't work in a way that we haven't discussed before, which is, have you heard of Bluetooth multipoint?
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, in multiple ways. We'll find out after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so the first one is, they're called Xerox. Have you heard about Xerox?
Yes.
Yeah, so Xerox used to be the gold standard in photocopiers and scanners.
So much right? So that Xerox meant photocopy at one point.
Yes, exactly. In 2013, Xerox released the Xerox Work Center line of scanners and photocopies, right? And there are currently several hundred thousand of these out in the workplaces
so
across
I think
the world.
Premium yep. brand, premium product.
So they're pretty good. They photocopy things. Yeah. They scan things. There's just one flaw with them.
I mean, what's one flaw between customers and Xerox?
Can you guess what the flaw is?
Well, they don't photocopy.
No, they totally photocopy. Okay. And their photocopies look amazing. Like they look like complete reproductions of, you know, the document.
Actually, I'm going to guess if this is an office product.
Yes.
From my time working in corporate offices, I'm going to guess that they don't connect properly to networks and you can't actually.
I'm absolutely certain that is also true.
No.
This
you
is
go
a very,
onto this network and you take 20 minutes and you still can't print.
Okay. This is a very specific known bug in the work center line of photocopies and scanners.
Well, because it's 2023, Charles, let me ask you this. Are they racist?
they only scan white or something.
I'm just wondering some skin tones get, you know.
No.
Okay.
What it is, it's the most amazing bug ever, which is that they sometimes, without telling you, change numbers.
What?
In the photocopy.
So they change numbers.
So say you're photocopying a document and there's some numbers on there. Most of the time it'll just photocopy normally.
Like if it's a budget, say, that's got all these numbers on it. Okay, yeah.
But occasionally it'll just, you know, change a 6 into a 4 or, you know, a 3 into a 9.
How? Well, how does it do that?
This is the thing. So apparently it's not an OCR. It's not an OCR problem. It's not that the scanner and the photocopier is interpreting what's on the document. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with the resolution. On a normal setting, it scans at 200 dots per inch. And apparently it sort of uses this sort of basic AI technology to make the document seem sharper than the actual scanning.
So if there's a 5, it might think it's a 6 and then correct it to look more like a 6.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a very big call for a photocopy to make. Think that's a 6.
But it's not I think it's more like it's sort of – it's not sort of going, oh, 5 or 6. It's just going, oh, I've seen that shape before. I'll just fix it up to be a bit sharper.
Right.
But occasionally just gets it completely wrong. So, you know, like it's sort of – think of it as the ChatGPT of photocopies. Very confident, it looks perfect, but just can be incredibly wrong. And apparently it's had the most amazing sort of ripple effect across the business world because, you know, you'll photocopy an invoice and suddenly pay the wrong amount.
That's so good. I mean, I must say, I like that finally there's a piece of technology that just wings it. Just goes, ah, fuck it, it's probably a 3.
That's right, exactly.
And corrects it. That's the thing that's so hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, They could have just had, as per previous photocopiers, it could have just reproduced the image as accurately as it could without actually making any changes to the image.
Yes.
But to both have the technology to go, oh, look, we need to fix it up, and then to do it badly
yes.
is so hilarious. It's so much more and less advanced at the same time.
The bug was first reported on July the 24th, 2013.
Well, you think it's 2013. Who knows when it was?
Exactly. So Xerox knew about this bug. It wasn't until, I think, 2019 until they released a patch for it. But apparently most people don't patch their photocopies and scanners. So
I'm just thinking of the applications. Imagine that you've got some court documents and, you're being charged with committing 8 murders, but the photocopy goes, looks like a 0 to me. 0 murders, off you go.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Mm. So, look, I don't have much more to say about it. Like, there's literally Xerox have yet to comment on it, and there's actually in the article that I'm reading from, it just says the reason why they haven't commented on this bug that's been there for pretty much a decade is that they don't want publicity about it.
I bet they don't.
So
it just makes me think of that famous saying, Charles.
Mm.
You had one job, except for Xerox, it's zero. Zero jobs. Zero jobs accomplished. Well done.
Yeah.
Now, Charles, on to Bluetooth multipoint. And I just wanted to talk about this because this is something that we've tracked for a long time. Bluetooth is really the core of the Welcome to the Future offering.
Yes.
The endless unreliability of all Bluetooth devices.
Mm.
And here's the thing. Bluetooth multipoint is a technology that allows you to do some amazing things. So it works particularly well with headphones.
Mm.
So let's say you've got a pair of Bluetooth headphones, for instance, a Bose set of quiet comfort headphones, whatever it might be.
Yep.
And you're there connected to your work laptop.
Yes.
But then you want to do a little bit of gaming as well on your personal device or watch a movie on your iPad or something like that.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if you could connect to both your work laptop, so if an email comes in or whatever, or even if you're in a teleconference, you're still connected to that, but at the same time you're connected to another device. So you've got two sound devices.
But that happens
going to
already.
The one headphone.
Oh, I've got a Bose blue sound colour thingamajig, like little soundbar thing, like a portable one, and it often connects to both mine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And my son's phones at the same time. You turn it on, it connects to two things. And I can tell you what happens is neither of them then work.
Yes, that's the genius. That's the genius of Bluetooth multipoint.
So when did multipoint start happening?
I mean, in recent times, I think it's because Apple came up with the feature in the AirPods where it can switch between your different Apple devices automatically.
Oh, can it really?
Yeah, and the AirPods don't even need to be registered. You'd register it with one device.
Mm. So hang on.
And it just switches automatically between them based on what you're using.
Do the AirPods use Bluetooth?
They do, but they've got their own chip as well. I can't remember what it's called. It's H1 or something that then actually hands it off. Because Apple went, well, the Bluetooth Bluetooth protocol is shithouse, so we'll need to augment it with our own stuff. For instance, I've got a pair of Sony noise-canceling headphones.
And does it work? Does this multi-point thing work for
you? Well, the first set that I had didn't have it, and I was really annoyed. But then I saw that they had one with multi-point, and I thought, oh, that's really handy.
Mm.
I can be connected to my laptop, but also if the phone rings, I can just answer the phone.
Yes.
Very handy if you're walking around listening to music and, you know, whatever it might be.
Mm.
Two things at once, very handy. The genius of it was that the multi-point one, it really doesn't work. What it does is if you have your laptop anywhere nearby, it will connect to the other device. Like let's say your laptop in your bag and you're walking along listening to music on your headphones with your phone.
Yes.
It will constantly drop that out and reconnect to the laptop that's sitting in your bag doing nothing.
Yes, because it can't seem to do two things at once. It doesn't actually – like when my son's phone and my phone connect – It's whoever's transmitting something first.
Yes.
Then gets.
Well, the sign implementation is even worse than that. It's when you're not transmitting anything. It just connects to it.
And, so, and presumably that its thinking is, well, you know, Dom's really close with his, you know, phone or something like that. Mm. He clearly wants the device that's far away connected so that he can hear it. Like he'd already be able to hear his phone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll connect the distant one.
It's closed. Yeah, yeah, just in case anything happens. Yeah. Well, the genius of the Sony implementation of this technology, though, is that you can manually switch it. So that's fine.
Mm.
All you need to do is open the Sony headphones app, scroll through, and then use that to switch the source. The only problem is it's not connected to your phone at the time.
It's
so
not.
You have to then open your laptop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's genius.
We haven't talked previously about this amazing new technology that allows you to not listen to multiple devices.
Yes.
Because I must say.
Because that was always the problem with Bluetooth is it was just a single point of failure.
Whereas yeah, that's right.
There are multiple points of failure.
It's very, very impressive.
And yes.
Because I was getting to the point where with just a one simple device and one pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Yes.
I don't want to say this, but it was almost getting fairly reliable.
Dom.
You turn on the Bluetooth headphones.
No.
It was the one Bluetooth thing that kind of worked.
Dom.
It would actually generally connect. But they've managed to find a way to make it completely hopeless. Because these days, how many of us have more than one Bluetooth device that can speak to our wireless headphones, right? Like, we've got lots of devices.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an amazing way to make sure it doesn't work with any of them.
Can I ask, do you think maybe what should happen? Like, is there some way to have a sort of Bluetooth hub where you can see all the different Bluetooth devices?
And tell them what to do.
And then you can... Yeah, exactly. Like you could tell them what to do and then they fail to do that.
That's the genius of Bluetooth, though, is that you can't do that because it would have to have connected to the hub to be told what to do.
Yes.
And then it would have to disconnect.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, okay. I do want to, before we leave this topic, I want to pay tribute to Apple for having, as I said, its own implementation that works very well. If I have my AirPods on my laptop and I get a phone call, it just switches over. It's fine. I can even use it with my Apple TV. The problem with it is that if I carry my AirPods around with me, it constantly pops up on any device that I'm using telling me that I've lost my AirPods.
Yes.
They're in my pocket.
Yes.
But they keep telling me, your AirPods haven't been seen. I freak out. Oh, my gosh, those things are so fucking expensive. I can't afford new ones. And then they're in my pocket over and over and over again.
Mm.
And then the other day for the first time, it said an unknown pair of AirPods is traveling with you, which is the freakiest alert you can get. Because this thing, people are using AirTags and all these devices. AirTags are the Bluetooth trackers.
Yes.
To stalk people.
Yes.
And I thought, well, who's put their AirPods on?
Yeah, maybe you're in.
Yeah, it was just me. I was talking to myself.
It just didn't recognize
Apple
the
had
AirPods.
Forgotten that my AirPods
are
my AirPods.
Yeah.
And it detected alien AirPods traveling with me as well. So I was a bit disappointed by that. No one was bothering
to stalk
me.
Because that could get you into real trouble, couldn't it?
Yes. You could really freak out.
Yeah.
You'd absolutely panic.
Yeah.
But then I remember it was still, even though it was Apple.
It was still Bluetooth.
Technology, it was still Bluetooth.
Because that was one of the huge problems with the Vision Pro launch, I felt.
Yes.
Not enough emphasis on Bluetooth.
I don't think the word Bluetooth was used. And you're quite right.
Yeah.
If the connection that it has to all these devices is via Bluetooth, then you know what, Charles? I don't think it uses Bluetooth.
No, it doesn't use Bluetooth because it's all self-contained.
It's got a computer built into it.
Yes.
It's got a whole computer.
No.
That must be why they did it. That must be why it cost $3,500 because other... The Meta headsets, I think, use Bluetooth to connect to another device.
Yes.
So Apple's gone. If we spend $5,200 Australian dollars on a device, it might be overpriced. It'll be very heavy, but at least it won't have fucking Bluetooth in it.
Yep. Perfect solution. Worth it.
If this takes off, we might have to cancel this podcast.
Our gear is from Roby, a part of the Iconoclast Network. Catch you next week.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.